Coming up on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, dueling congressional town halls, all in the 3rd Congressional District of Republican Derek Van Orden this week. And also, we'll hear from Melissa Walczak on the second annual Hope Restored fundraiser for the Red House of Hope. It's all ahead on this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio. I'm Mark Halverson. We begin with Opportunity Wisconsin. They had scheduled a town hall in Congressman Derek Van Orden's district for this Thursday at the library in Eau Claire. They had invited Congressman Van Orden, but it was never really anticipated that Congressman Van Orden would appear. And as the week went along, he actually scheduled his own second telephone town hall of the month that also live streamed on Facebook. We begin by hearing from Congressman Van Orden on why it is he did not take Opportunity Wisconsin up on their invite.
The reason we're doing this in this format is because George Soros is funding groups of people to go around the country and disrupt Republican town halls. And that is just disrespectful to you. And I'm not going to allow those folks to do that. So the purpose of a town hall is for you to be able to ask your representative questions and then for me to answer them in a meaningful way. And if I don't have the answer, my staff is on the other side of, you know, they're one of these one windows here, and they'll take these questions down and we'll get a hold of you directly to get them answered. That's the purpose of a town hall.
For instance, this is one of the questions that Congressman Van Orden answered in his telephone live stream town hall Thursday.
I think this question from Jacob A. from Wisconsin Rapids would be good to touch on again for anybody that wasn't able to join us last week. But he wants to know why Republicans are cutting Social Security and Medicaid in the budget resolution.
Okay, that's a lie. That is a lie. The budget resolution is just that. It's a resolution that opens up the ability of the individual committees in Congress to look at their budget. There's not a single program listed in the budget resolution, and anybody that's telling you there is lying to you. It's an unclassified document that you can really easily find on the internet.
At the same time, Opportunity Wisconsin did hold a congressional town hall, if you will, minus Congressman Van Orden, at the library this past Thursday. Among those on hand was Democratic Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, who made sure to note her own Eau Claire roots before commenting on Congressman Van Orden limiting his town halls to telephone and live stream and not in-person events.
I will tell you, as a proud product of Eau Claire Public Schools, is that something that they taught me very early on is God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth for a reason. You should be doing more listening and less talking. And that is exactly what you should expect from your elected officials. And so when Derek Van Orden agrees to cutting $1.5 trillion, which affects services all for all of us here, whether it's education or VA or for farmers or for food, we want to know, why are you doing that? And he, as an elected official, I am one as well, you should be able to listen, because that's what you're hired to do. We work for you, not for Elon Musk. And his job is to hold Elon Musk accountable, who is an unelected person calling balls and strikes on our federal government. And that's just not right. And we have seen, I think, two interesting things that have developed just today, that the so-called DOGE committee is actually making cuts to libraries and museums as we speak. Irony is, we are right here in a wonderful public space that this community relies on. And then the other thing that we just heard about this morning is that Elon Musk just maxed out to Derek Van Orden's campaign. So, like, follow the money. Is he working for us, or is he working for some billionaires? But at the end of the day, we are the ones that get to decide who represent us. And that's why this event is so important, is that we need to make sure we are sharing these messages and getting that out there, because we do have the power to change things.
Wisconsin Secretary of State Democrat Sarah Godlewski this past Thursday at the Opportunity Wisconsin town hall that they held in Congressman Derek Van Orden's district at the L.E. Phillips Memorial Public Library. And finally, for the remainder of this Chippewa Valley This Week, Red House of Hope presenting their second annual Hope Restored fundraiser coming up on April 5th in Chippewa Falls at the Columbus Hall. Tickets $25 per person. And the event includes a whole lot of things. And I spoke this past week with the founder and president of the Red House of Hope, Melissa Walczak, who tells us more about the organization.
We did start our nonprofit 501c3 in 2020 after the loss of a loved one to mental health, and she actually overdosed. And since that time, we just felt that enough was enough. And so we have an active mentorship program going. And really, in September of 24, we acquired a retreat center. So we have a community retreat center that we are doing educational events at, retreats, workshops. The Red House of Hope team continues to see mental health and addiction as a major health concern in our community. And so our team is dedicated volunteers is committed to promoting mental health awareness and just really addressing that stigma around addiction. And we just strive to provide resources and education to the community by hosting events and participating in local initiatives.
Now, so for people who don't know, the Red House of Hope is located in Mondovi.
Yeah, it's actually outside of Rock Falls. It's right off the Chippewa Valley Bike Trail and the Chippewa River. And so it is, the little town is called Meridian. And so it is a beautiful retreat center that is for the Chippewa Valley and beyond. So it's a community retreat center.
What goes on there, for instance, during the week? I mean, is it regular operational, or what happens there regularly?
Yeah, right now, as we've purchased the property in September, we've got educational events, we've got workshops, we have a lot of nonprofits coming in. So, like, let's just say in the last 2 weeks, we've had Pink Box Purpose, which is a nonprofit group that came in. They shared their testimonies. They had a packed house. We also had Dr. Cabola from Brada Clinic, as well as her husband, in both doctors, psychiatrist, internal medicine, as well as Larry Winter from Chippewa Falls, a peer support specialist, in doing education, talking about, you know, the mental health and depression and new breakthroughs. We've got a new breakthrough called transcranial magnetic therapy, and these are just a little bit of the events. We've got a huge workshop coming in. We've got somebody coming in from Miami, Florida, to do a workshop with us at the end of April. And all that stuff you can find on our website. So if you go to our website, you'll see all the events. And then, of course, we've got our mentorship program. So we're mentoring several of those that are struggling with addiction and mental health.
So a lot going on, the expansion of services as you move forward with the purchase of the retreat center, and the services you provide. Amongst that is a brand new chocolate company. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, so we have a Taste and See chocolate, and if you want to get some of those chocolate bars, you can get them right now out at Spiro Wellness or Wascala Plumbing. So Dan Wascala helped to found this Taste and See, and it is being run by our mentees. And this is from the cacao bean all the way to the chocolate bar. So this is healthy chocolate, and they're learning business, finances, and just hope. And again, we have our Brandon, who is our main mentee, that is running the chocolate, and then he's actually orientating other of our people that we're mentoring.
And really some amazing stories as you focused on mentorship just this past year, some stories that I'm sure I would imagine will be celebrated at your second annual Hope Restored fundraiser dinner event coming up on April 5th in Chippewa Falls.
Yeah, we actually are going to have some testimonies. We did have a professional videographer come down to the Red House of Hope. And so we have some of our mentors, some of our mentees, even one of our psychiatrists that is helping, that will be sharing on that video, as well as we will have music, speakers, and a lot of fun.
Sounds fantastic. And again, let's talk more about, well, I guess that's what you covered some of that night. But if somebody, it's just $25 for the dinner tickets, and when do people need to get registered by?
Yeah, we are hoping to have everyone registered by March 22nd. There will be the availability at the door if they want to get tickets. We've got our hospitality committee, who are caterers. They are going to be having Southern food, so it's going to be pulled pork, potato salad, the works. It's going to be wonderful. And then we've got tons of amazing desserts that have been donated by local community businesses.
The bottom line, do you ever just take a breath? And I mean, I know you're so busy with, you know, working part-time at Spiro Wellness. You've got your incredibly successful Mary Kay, and you've got the Red House of Hope. But this is really nothing you ever intended to do, but you're just a person who says yes to what God, the next thing that God leads you to.
Thanks, you're making me emotional. So yeah, we just say yes to God. And so this is literally all God ordained, everything from the miracle. That's a testimony you can hear that night, how we actually even got the retreat center and how God had took me away to a silent retreat. And I was pretty mad after our loved one's death. And he just downloaded even to the price that we would pay for the retreat center. So everything about this ministry is a miracle. And we have an amazing team that just comes along. So I do get to have a break. So I do make sure that I get away to spend that time with God and to just do the next thing, right?
So again, some amazing stories in terms of Tina and Brandon and Sean and Josh. And these are stories I imagine that will be told and celebrated at your event.
Yeah, it's just miracles. So if you see our impact report, Tina moved from homelessness to finding a job, getting an apartment, and reuniting with her daughter. And then we've got Brandon, who is he's the gentleman that is helping run this chocolate factory, and he got to celebrate his 1 year sober birthday, and he wanted to celebrate it down at the Red House of Hope. And he had such a huge family from his church and from the Red House of Hope that attended. And then, of course, Josh, just really transforming his life after an overdose. I mean, he was literally pronounced dead, and God gave him life, and he's got such a call on his life. So as you guys are listening to this message, you can absolutely still go online and register, or you can just show up at the door. The tickets will be available at the door, so $25 for the dinner tickets, and then we are going to have so much fun. We're going to have that delicious meal. We actually have a live auction. We have some great things. We've got a completely signed Packer football. We've got Mescala is donating a hot tub, jacuzzi tub, it's an indoor tub, and lots of other things. And then again, we'll have that music and those testimonies.
And you mentioned Dan, and how does his story tie in with Red House of Hope?
So Dan's story ties in that last year, isn't it amazing how God does things? He came in, didn't know who we were, came in as a sponsor. So he was one of our top sponsors last year, and he shared a bit of his story of transformation, and that's his story to tell. We actually had a life saved. Because he became a sponsor, he had our telephone number. He had a young man that was actually out of town, used to work for him, that was actually struggling with fentanyl and in the process of an overdose. And Red House of Hope was able to do an intervention with him. And I'm telling you, he was like 120 miles away, and we still were able to help. And this young man is alive today and continues to be mentored by Dan. And Dan was like, I'm on board. Like, I'm all in for Red House of Hope. And then, of course, the expansion now of the Taste and See Chocolate Company. And so Dan is actually one of our main men mentors. And then also, of course, they're always just really backing the Red House of Hope.
And again, addiction and mental health challenges remain a huge problem, right?
Yeah, it is one of the number one problems. And here's the thing, it's the mental health stigma. We have to break the stigma of mental health so that people can come and that they can feel free to be able to talk about it. The suicide rate has increased significantly. We're working with so many families right now that have had loved ones. They weren't part of our mentorship program, right? They're coming after the fact that they've lost loved ones just right here locally to suicide, and enough is enough. And so we've got trauma reboot program, QPR training. We are doing everything we can do to help to prevent these things. And so if you have a loved one right now and they're struggling, truly just get www.redhouseofhope.com, connect with us. We had a gal sitting right where Mark and I are right now last week and had been homeless and had no hope. And within 24 hours, because of the resources that we have, she was able to see someone with mental health. She needed to get back on some of her medications. That takes up to 6 months sometimes to do that. We did that in less than 24 hours and then got in contact. We empower them. She did the work. We empower them, but got her into a sober living.
Again, just in closing, the sponsorship opportunities, is it too late to do that, or is that something we could still mention in terms of everywhere from $2,500 down to $300?
Yeah, nope. We will take sponsorships anytime. And so, of course, the different levels of sponsors will get you more advertising.
Then lastly, all proceeds will benefit Red House of Hope's mission to provide mentorship, guidance, and resources to those who need hope due to struggles with addiction and mental health. But continue to add along the way with the development of this. And just to make sure I'm understanding, you had your actual Red House of Hope. So this Retreat Center is an additional property that's been added?
Yes. So the Red House of Hope, you know, we're not a building, right? Right. We're a nonprofit that's helping with mentorship and resources. And then God blessed us. He had said, we will have a community retreat center where we can bring everyone in. Right now, we do a lot of worship and testimonies down there. We've got a renovated barn, pickleball court, a pool, and then we've got three buildings that are available to rent or have retreats. We have another women's retreat from a local church here that are going to be coming down. They're actually booking probably today. And so it is open for anyone to be able to utilize.
Hmm. Okay, again, learn more at redhouseofhope.com. Melissa Walczak, thanks so much.
Thank you, and I just want to say that our mission as we stand on Romans 15:13 is may the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
Melissa Walczak, founder and president of the Red House of Hope. Learn more at redhouseofhope.com. Their second annual Hope Restored fundraiser is coming up on April 5th, so right around the corner. Dinner tickets, $25 per person at the Columbus Hall, 236 Pump House Road in Chippewa Falls. Again, learn more at redhouseofhope.com, redhouseofhope.com. We began with the dueling town halls, the opportunity Wisconsin challenging Derek Van Orden to turn out for a town hall that I don't think he ever intended to. If and when he has one that's at a brick and mortar building, I'm sure he'll schedule it himself. Meanwhile, he did have his second of the month telephone town hall with a live stream as well, as we heard from him and Sarah Godlewski. I'm Mark Halverson. Thanks for listening to this edition of Chippewa Valley This Week, a public affairs program of WWIB and WOGO Radio.